Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We back. Well, part of us.
Yes. The revised version.
Yeah. We don't even know what we're going to call this yet.
I think we just keep it what it is.
Yeah. Welcome to
Welcome to the new podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to the new podcast. This is the Robin Darnell Show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We'll figure out a name later. But,
absolutely.
You know, We back. Yeah. Enough of that.
Yeah. Shout out to all those people that have been asking where we've been.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been hitting us up big time and trying to figure out, I guess it's over, huh?
Never.
Like, no, we was revamping.
Never.
Just revamping, never. You know. Doing some, you know, trying to come out with something different, something new.
Absolutely. I would have said can't stop, won't stop, but I won't say that now.
I don't think that's a good
time. I can't say that now. You know what I mean?
Before we even get into that. How you doing, man? How you been?
I'm good, bro. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah.
You know, looking forward to getting back in here, man, getting to it.
Yeah.
You know, it feels good. Let's go, bro.
Yeah. Same here.
How you
man.
Doing, man? Yeah.
I'm good. No complaints, man. It's just that I'm glad to like be back just recording, period, cuz I'm like, man, like when you stop, it's like you got to find the love to actually like do it again,
because
like you know you want to do it, you're just like, man, we got to take it from a different angle and do something different.
Absolutely. But, absolutely. You know, and then it's scheduling and it gets crazy.
Yeah.
But we back now.
Yeah, we definitely back.
We did it.
We're going to take it and bring it to a different angle, I guess.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for hitting play and checking us out. But yeah, we're going to do something a little different. You know, we'll still hit up, you know, we'll still bring up and talk about certain topics in the news. But, you know, certain stories we're going to dig a little deeper in and get the backstory up.
For sure.
So we want to take that angle and do that. So I know everybody, there's been a lot going on in the news. So we might as well just start with some little quick stuff before we get to the deep.
Yeah, man. Diddy. Let's just jump into
my
it.
My guy.
It's your guy.
I don't know if I should even say my guy. You know,
wow.
Innocent until proven guilty. That's, I can't.
Yeah, see, I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
But when you drop $30 million a day after somebody comes out and drops all these claims like Cassie did.
I don't know. We don't know if it's $30 million. We're speculating.
It was $30 million. It was released. It was $30 million.
Where was it released at?
It was all over the place.
There's no way it was released.
As soon as she came out and started making the claims about Diddy having her do these parties with random people and you know, the abuse and everything like that, the next day he cut a check for $30 million.
I don't think it was $30 million.
Now, bro, we could pull it up. It was $30 million.
It's no way it's not even supposed to be disclosed, and if it is disclosed, then she can get in trouble.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's just say it wasn't there. Let's say it was 15. Let's cut it in half.
Yeah.
Okay. So this comes out 24. I'm more caught on the fact that 24 hours elapsed.
Yeah.
And she got a hefty payoff. That to me screams guilty. That screams guilty.
I don't know. Call me weird, but I got a different outtake on it. Number one, I'm not jumping to the gun. And if he's wrong and it comes out, I mean, we'll never know, to be honest. We'll be sitting there speculating the whole time. We will really never know the truth. But I can't hop on a bandwagon like everybody else and just be dogging any party, because I always put myself in the shoes of myself, my family members, or my friends. I wouldn't want that type of back heat to just be people just automatically drawing accusations and saying it's true. This guy has been bringing up Cassie ever since she got with a trainer. Mm-hmm. His trainer, I think it was a trainer that he got for, a trainer he used to work with, right?
Yeah.
And he's been bringing up this woman. He's been making it seem like he's been heartbroken. He's been wanting to get back with Cassie for forever.
Yeah.
I feel like he knows personally he owes Cassie something. So people can call it BS. It is what it is. I just feel like this dude still has so much love for her, whatever. He just gave her what she wanted.
That's beautiful.
Like, I can't do it.
That's a beautiful picture you painted. however, no. Like, Diddy did the same thing with J-Lo. Remember when J-Lo left? I Need a Girl, the remix with Mari, all that stuff.
Yeah, but they didn't have that much time invested.
I'm just saying, like, at what point in time is it stalker tendencies? Like,
Diddy is a stalker.
I mean, but we could say Chris Brown was stalking Kariuchi, but we can't say Diddy was stalking J-Lo and Cassie. Like, with the stories that are coming out right now.
He has histories with these women. So
yeah. A lot of stalkers have history with people, you know? Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, I mean, again, back to the money. You know what I mean? Like, dude, you drop $30 million 24 hours after she says you abused her. I think that that screams guilty.
I have to disagree because we got to think about the timing. Like, this is not the first time something like this happened where it may have not been as much. I don't think it was $30 million. But when Diddy, right now in his career, he's on his whole love train. He got a whole album out.
Of course. What
he was hoping is that he would settle this. This would settle down. And then he can still, you know, take some time off and then get back to it. But then other accusations start coming out.
Yeah, Darnell, so that doesn't just happen, though. Now, that doesn't just happen, right? So, like, this love train.
No, but it happened before.
This love train that you're talking about, right? So, Diddy, if you go back the last couple months.
Where you going to go.
Of course. Right,
here we go.
Of course.
Go ahead.
Because Diddy, being a businessman, tried to set, like, the soft landing for himself a couple of months back when he started giving the artists their publishing back.
Had nothing to do with
it. And I'm going to tell you this. As soon as I heard the story about him giving up the publishing, I said, something's coming.
No.
I promise you. I said, something's coming. There's no reason.
Everybody thought it was the whole thing with the whole Tupac thing.
No. Well, I mean, that could have been it, too.
Diddy was being nice because it's coming down that they were going to arrest Diddy because they said that Diddy killed Tupac.
So let's look at, since the time he dropped gave people back their masters.
Yes.
He has been right after that. Slam, slam, slam. It just came right after that. You knew he knew that was coming.
No, don't forget he dropped his album.
He did drop his album.
He was promoting love.
He's a businessman.
Yeah.
So he's still gonna profit off the fact that there's negative controversy.
Right. But not to say I don't want people to take this wrong from me as far as not saying that Cassie didn't have anything. We don't know. We can assume, but I don't have to jump on either side when I'm talking. I'm just basically saying I just feel like, you know, Diddy was trying to get rid of it. It just wasn't the right time for these type of accusations to come out based on where Diddy was trying to go. And now that whole love and that album to be has been shot all the way down. He might as well let it go. Bring it up.
First off, he should have been let it go, right? I mean, as a rapper, he should have never started. I'll give him a producer. Give him a producer. He's a phenomenal producer.
Let his kids
producer.
Do it now.
Yeah. You know, even them, you know.
What's that?
I mean, I'm just going to say, the son, I mean, there was a nice little song with Fabulous, but he's not talented.
Oh, man, Quincy is talented.
That's
and
not even
Justin
his son. Is
Quincy
his son?
No, but he's not. But he,
it's Albie
he,
Shore's son.
Yeah, but he still, you know, was
yeah,
basically
showing him.
Yeah,
he has the Albie Shore talent in his body. Not the Diddy. You know what I'm saying? He's got the album.
Well, you know,
Shore.
Justin basically, not Justin. Was it Justin?
King Combs.
I'm sorry, Justin. I know you are, but it was more, I mean, he dances.
He's Diddy.
Everything about it is just screams Diddy.
He's
Diddy.
Part two Diddy.
He's Diddy. Well, hopefully.
Not that Diddy.
Hopefully.
Not that part of Diddy. But I mean, he is, he looks like him.
Yeah.
He's got the swag of Diddy.
Yeah.
Hopefully it just stays there. But I mean, as a rapper, he's not a rapper, though. He's not, he's got a good, you know.
No, but a lot of people right now.
I know. That'll be a whole another show. That'll be a whole.
Who
other
is
show.
A rapper right now?
That'll be a whole.
Here, none of them.
Whole another show.
None of them.
But back to the man in question, Diddy. Yeah. More allegations have come out since that.
You know that's going to happen. It happens in everybody's.
But
case.
Then now there's a man saying that Diddy drugged him and had his way with another. You know what I'm saying? It's all this stuff is coming out about Diddy, man.
I doesn't mean that. I can't.
At what point
I
in
can't.
Time, though? See, this is what we do. This is what we do. When we like or we grow up with
somebody. No. It's not that. I know where you're going to go.
I'm just saying, like, I think we're all guilty of doing that. When we have somebody that we like, we grew up. I'm going to be honest with you. Uh-huh. And, you know, this may come off the wrong way, you know, but I'm just being honest here. When the allegations came against Cosby, I was crushed. It was my favorite show.
Yeah.
You know? I missed that show on TV.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was hard for me to believe that Bill Cosby was the monster he was being portrayed to be.
Right.
I now know that Bill Cosby was very likely the monster that he was being portrayed to be.
I mean, he admitted to some things.
He did.
Yeah.
Right? R. Kelly. Very talented musician. Phenomenal. The king of R&B. Right? Total creep. That was hard.
I mean, but there was evidence there.
But how long? Yeah. Let's be honest. How long did it take? Like, our community to accept the fact that R. Kelly was really a monster. We were like, maybe it's not true the first time. Then the second time. Then the third time was like, all right, I'm a little concerned about R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. Until it got to the point where it was like blatantly obvious that this dude is a known pedophile.
Yeah.
And people still play his music secretly.
That's my favorite artist.
I know you
don't
played
even
his
play
music.
It. No, I don't play it.
You haven't been in the car once.
No,
good
no,
for you.
I can't play
good
it.
For you.
No, and that's done. And if it came across the radio, we'll just cut it down or switch to something different.
You're going to turn the radio off if R. Kelly comes on?
Yeah. Even if it played on our playlist while we were driving, basically
I'm going to be honest. I don't condone or appreciate anything that he did as far as a human being. When it comes to the music, I'm probably going to listen to the song.
I can't. Only because that was literally my favorite artist in the world.
Yeah.
I thought there was no one. Well, I still feel that there's no one like R. Kelly out there. No one.
There would never be.
It's just no one. But unfortunately, he disappointed me.
Absolutely.
He doesn't know me from a hole in the wall, but I supported him big time, and I just can't do it.
Because you wanted to believe that he was innocent.
No. I didn't. Because what I didn't jump on the bandwagon. I can't with anybody. It has nothing to do with who I like. I just can't do that. That something in me to just be like, hop on something as soon as I hear it and say, yeah, he did it, he's wrong. That is morally, that just doesn't seem right to me.
But people do not put
their own people in their shoes. I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong what 50 Cent is doing. He's wrong. I just feel like all that is foolishness and it's awful. I don't think we should be doing that to people until we sit back, let evidence come out, which I haven't seen not one piece of evidence come out, but we just sitting
dollars.
There. That's not evidence.
That's evidence.
That's not for anybody out there that think when you settle out of court, that means you're guilty. That does not mean in every case that you're guilty. You're absolutely wrong. When these celebrities that have millions and close to $1 billion, they do settle out of court to try to get it to go away.
Sometimes
it works, sometimes it don't.
So what you're basically saying is that Cassie is trying to extort Diddy.
I don't think either. The thing is, I'm staying neutral. You know, all blessings to Cassie. I was a fan of Cassie as well. She only came out with a couple of songs.
Come on, bro. Stop it.
No.
Stop it.
I like Cassie. No.
You were a fan of Cassie?
I was a fan of Cassie. And
what song? Name three
Cassie
songs right now. Three.
you trying to get me back for this whole Drake thing and whatever.
Name three
it ain't
Cassie
gonna work.
Songs.
No. I know exactly what I want. I'm not going to even sing it. I'm not even going to. No,
you
I swear.
Can't do it.
Cassie's joint, if you went out to the club, that joint was always the
that
one
joint.
Always popping.
Yes, that one joint.
And people know what I'm talking about. I could really actually sing it and hum it right now.
I don't even know the name because you don't know the name of the song. That's why you're going to
have
to hum it.
No, I don't know. I don't, off the top of my head. This was so long ago. I said keyword.
I'm just saying.
This is when she put out a few songs. But if you, trust me, Yeah, I'll play it for you when we get off
of here. No, it's okay. It's okay.
But it just that
we'll move on from
I cannot. That. I cannot. I will never, never, never in the history of my life ever just sit there and just claim somebody being guilty without any type of evidence. I cannot jump on the bandwagon. I'll let it play out in court. What comes out, comes out. But I can never do that. That is absolutely wrong.
I wouldn't do it.
To anybody. I just feel like you shouldn't be doing that because he was somebody's best friend 2 weeks ago. As soon as this come out, they sitting there doing all that sucker stuff. I think all that, regardless, I think there's a whole bunch of sucker stuff going on, and I just feel like I would never want those type of people in my circle.
Gotcha.
Like,
gotcha.
I just don't agree with that part of it.
So I can respect that, and I understand where you're coming from. You know, and it sounds like you had that same stance with R. Kelly back in the day until it was proven that he did what he did,
mm-hmm.
right? So you were somewhat defending someone who was guilty. But we'll move on from
that.
No,
it wasn't.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
no,
you wanted to like take
staying
this,
neutral
this moral ground of
defending
standing on the hill for R.
No,
Kelly,
no,
and
no,
then
no.
he let you down. He chopped that hill down.
No.
But
that's wrong. That's
you just,
wrong right
you just,
there.
You touched on a key point that I want to bring up.
Yeah.
About like friends that are close coming back and like tearing down somebody that they were with.
Mm-hmm.
That brought me to somewhere else that we're not prepared to talk about, but I'm gonna bring it up anyway.
You talking about
Will? Will Smith.
I knew you was gonna go
Will
there.
Will Smith.
You know I'm up
you
on
know,
that stuff.
Will Smith.
That he's a sucker.
That was crazy.
That dude is a straight
sucker.
That was
crazy.
Like he and it's
Do you want to give a recap of what happened for the people that may not know about what happened?
We're gonna be here all day.
We are. Well, really quickly.
Yeah.
So really quickly, you know, Will Smith. I mean, I don't even know where to start. That's a good point.
I don't even know dude's name right off the top of my head.
But I don't know. It's irrelevant.
Obviously, he came out talking mess, but it's not like he was friends.
Well, he was. He was very close friends with
him. No, he wasn't friends at the time that this stuff came out. So he was one of those, like just like a lot of them that are coming out, those suckers that don't even probably got $100 in their bank account. They one of those. But as long as they're rich, they'll keep the story behind the scenes, I guess. Yeah.
So what happened was there was an individual who was friends with Will Smith. Very close friends for many years, came out recently and told a story about one time he was on a movie set with Will Smith and they were looking for Will Smith. They couldn't find him. He's running around trying to figure out where he's at. They're pretty much pressuring this guy to find him because I guess he might have been like the handler at the time. So he runs around. He finally goes into a dressing room and says that he sees Will Smith and Dwayne Martin engaged in a homosexual act, right?
I told you not to go here.
No, I'm just saying. And then he proceeds to like get more descriptive than I ever would care to in a situation, right? So Darnell brought up the fact that like there were friends that have come back down the line and tore apart their own friend.
Yeah.
It immediately brought me to this guy, right? Mm-hmm. But Darnell's taking a stance of this guy's, see, you just rushed to judgment though. You just contradicted yourself.
No, his actions.
I'm just saying. Because what if he's telling the truth though?
It doesn't matter. His actions. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the tea in China? What does Will Smith's business that was behind the doors has to do with that sucker to bring it out right now? What does it have to do with anything?
It actually does. That's a very good point. It's a very good point. When you have a point, I will acknowledge that you have a point. You have a point.
But this is what I'm talking about. You're talking for what?
It's just to get money.
Now, are you going to talk about something that really matters to somebody, or are you talking about what you've seen him do sexually as a man? What does that have to do with you?
It was a drag Will down.
It's weird. It's very weird.
At a time where Will's already being dragged down by his own
wife.
He's
going to get him sued, and he's going to get sued for the whatever he has left in his account.
I will say this, though, what he did successfully, what he actually helped Will Smith in a way, because Jada was going down this road of just destroying this man. And then as soon as this guy came up with that stuff, it stopped the train.
She was on the defensive
Will. And she started getting defensive with Will and being the wife that we all would have hoped she would have been long ago Will Smith.
Yeah, I think because she probably said, whoa, all right, well, you ain't going to do that now.
Yeah, now only I can do this to Will.
You can't do this to Will. Yeah,
you know?
Have nothing. And for all those people that, I think the people that want to get this dude on the show and hear his story, they're all weird.
Yep.
They're freaking weirdos. They're trying to get some money. It's just weird. Certain things you should pick up, certain things you shouldn't.
Absolutely.
That type of story of what happened in anybody's behind the scenes, I don't care about it.
And that's a good point.
Like, that's weird.
That's a good point. I will say this, though. You know, Future gets a lot of flack for how he treats women and just being this menace and, you know, Jada and Future are the same person. I just want to say that. People don't realize that. Jada is the female version of Future. She is a menace. She is cold, calculated, does not care. She has ripped this man apart in ways that he will never recover from. Will Smith was an icon. Mm. Will Smith was the act. It was Denzel and Will Smith. It was Denzel and Will.
We're going to have to dig a little deeper.
I'm just saying.
That might be the name of my show. Let's dig a little deeper.
Dig a little deeper. I think we just figured it out. I think we just figured it out. Good job. See, I like that.
Let's dig a little deeper. Let's dig a little deeper.
I like that.
That just happened. He's something different.
He is.
He's something different.
But so is
Jada. It's been a little quiet on Future lately.
Yeah. No babies.
Yeah. We don't want to start nothing on that.
So we got all off track like we normally do.
Exactly.
About Diddy.
I mean, it's been so long. We're back together.
Absolutely. So now, man, we'll see what happens with Diddy. Unfortunately, you know, I would like to say if these things are true, you know, I think he's a monster. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry to his victims, but Diddy may be paying a lot of money out, you know, and if he pays all these people off, you know, Darnell's still going to say he was innocent. You know,
I can't stick my nose in something with this. It has to be evidence and it has to be proof. Hearsay does not work for me. I don't care how
doesn't
you
matter
it.
If there are 5 people, 20 people,
doesn't matter.
40, 50.
Doesn't
that's,
matter.
Wow.
Doesn't matter.
That's a pattern.
No, it's not. I'm just going to be honest. Hearsay does not work for me. It'll alert you to probably look more into it. but I'm never going to get online to bash. I'll do my stuff behind the scenes to try to figure out, like, where's this going, or did something come out on this? I am not going to be like, come on here and say, yeah, he's guilty. I just can't do it. I just, something about that is wrong.
All right.
And I mean, if we're going to, see, we're going to dig a little deeper, and then we're going to start talking about our own people.
Me personally, I'm going to reach out to the victims here right now and say, I stand with you.
No,
I hope
no,
that
no.
you are okay.
Wait, wait. And, see, this is what,
you
this
know,
is what
Rob from Dig Deeper,
he's
you
spinning
know,
it.
Has your back.
I'm
you
not
know?
Saying either party is wrong.
Okay.
Now, if me just sitting back and watching how it plays out, is that wrong? Versus going and saying either party is guilty or either party is lying?
No, but I think you started this off, you know, I don't want to say it out loud, but it was going down the path of victim shame.
No,
blaming.
No, it's not.
It was
it
with
had
Cassie.
Nothing to do with it.
You started off.
Now,
wait. You started this off. He brought Cassie up. You know, did he strapped up his bootstraps and carried this woman to like prominent?
No,
like,
I didn't
that
say
was,
that.
That's victim blaming.
I didn't say that. Come on.
We can play it back.
Now, you know,
that's how you started
you
it
know
off.
My favorite line. This is being recorded, and you know it's going to play back.
I'm just saying.
I can't. I'm not.
You
standing
came
with
from a place of empathy for Diddy.
No, not at all.
You did.
Not at all. I can't with any case. I don't know why we do it. And when I say why we do it, I have to say my people. Since day one, all these people are now coming out with these stories saying, see, I told you Diddy was like this. This is Diddy. Oh, Diddy this, Diddy. That's some sucker stuff to me.
But
that's
people have been
weird.
Doing this. Wait. Because the warning signs for Diddy have been there well before this recent stuff came out. Look at what he did with the locks, right? That whole struggle where they had to do a whole campaign to try to free them. Look at what happened
that's business.
I'm going to walk you through it. Look what happened with, and this is all off the dome with Diddy, right? Look what happened with Shine, right? Shine in the nightclub. With the shooting, getting separate lawyers and attorneys.
That's that lifestyle.
Okay, that's that lifestyle, yeah. Right? Look what happened to Mace, Pastor Mace, right? What happened with that, with the whole big fight and how that broke apart, you know? That's another situation with Diddy, right?
What does that have Look to do at, with the team?
I'm just
China.
Saying,
there you go.
The involvement with the Tupac stuff, with Diddy's name being involved in that. Like, hey. There's a long line of questionable situations
it happens
that
when
Diddy's
on top.
Name has been tied to well before any
it
of this stuff
comes
out.
It happens when you're on top.
So I'm just going to say, If there's smoke, very likely there's fire.
Wrong. And I hate that saying, by the way.
Just say it.
But the crazy thing, all these people that come up with these stories about Diddy's business, they still end up working with him, though.
I mean, he had them under contract.
No. They weren't under contract. That was just being tied to their music and having the rights to their music. You were not on the contract that you had to do an album with him. You didn't have to do none of that, but you still, okay, we pieced it up. Now we can work together. This is, once you do that, I mean, unless you're doing like your bio, something like that, I don't know why you can't, why would you still be bringing that stuff up? Unless you're doing your history and how it went. It's all forgotten to me. It is what it is. That has nothing to do with these cases that are coming up.
Most of his relationships, I mean, even he had a falling out with Lil' Kim, with Mary J. Blige. He's had fallouts with everybody pretty much that he's worked with. He's had a falling out. Now, yes, they
but
did
watching,
come back together.
Yeah.
At some point in time, probably because there was some sort of financial gain to that whole tour that he did, right? At a time where COVID was happening and actually, it was before COVID. But I'm just
saying.
Don't
say it.
There was a financial gain to
see,
that.
See?
But that's up to them. If they want to sell their souls for the money.
So
at
I don't
the end
care
the day,
about your story then.
That's up to, I mean, that's
I
your
don't
take.
Care about your story.
That's your take. What I will say about Diddy, despite the fact that I think he's an absolute, not just because of his situations.
Yeah.
From what history has told me, is that he's not a very good person, right? That being said, he is a phenomenal businessman. And nobody can ever take that away from
that's
him.
That's considered being phenomenal businessman?
I think he is a pretty good business. You got Ciroc. Who knew about Ciroc before Diddy? Diddy made Ciroc the biggest thing for a while. He did. You know, making the band. Remember that? When he had him walking the cheesecake over the Brooklyn Bridge, right? They're fighting day 26 or whatever.
Diddy was Diddy. Like, listen, we played
saying.
Out in front of us. So you know, he was a man of power. He wanted things done his way. And that's what, I mean, I'm not, people can fight me. That's what normally happens to all those
execs
back then.
No, you don't normally get raped charges.
Whoa,
and
see,
charges.
You're not. We're talking. You done went to a whole different.
I didn't know where you were going
with
that.
See how you be spinning
my stuff?
No,
I was trying to figure it out.
You talking about business? We weren't talking. We were off of the whole those. Cassie
I was trying to figure it out.
That's wrong.
I know. I was trying to figure it out. I apologize.
I'm easing on out.
Okay. All right. We're gonna back out of that one. My bad.
It is what it is. I guess I'll watch it play out.
Absolutely.
Shout out to anybody. I don't want anybody to be wrongfully treated.
Okay.
All right.
Except for Cassie and the rest of the victims.
No, I'm standing.
Okay. All right. But no, man, that was just it. Just wanted to touch on something real quick. The Diddy, you know. Was there something else that we were going to touch on?
We was going to talk about a movie since we're both from Boston.
Oh, man.
There's something major that happened that, you know, that I didn't know. You brought it up to me, and it kind of is some things like, if anybody don't know, I moved to North Carolina. In a few weeks, it'll be 2 years. I was born and raised in Boston.
Wow, 2 years. That's
crazy. Yeah, yeah. And these stories that we're about to talk about, if anybody don't know, it's the Charles Stewart and the Carol Stewart story. Okay, that happened back in October of 1989. Am I safe?
Yeah, October 23rd,
I'll let you bring it in. But
you're doing a good job.
It kind of... Every time I tell somebody where I'm from, there has not been one person that said something good as far as, of course, I ain't going to let nobody disrespect my city. But they say is, aren't they racist up there? That's all I've heard. There has not been not one person that said, oh, I heard it's nice in Boston. No, I heard they're racist up there. And it does kind of piss me off a little bit, but stories like this, kind of, and it's not, we're not the only place that had something like this happen, but back in October of 1989, there was a gentleman by the name of Charles Stewart, okay, that basically, you want to tell the story?
Yeah, I mean.
All right, go ahead and tell the story.
So there was a gentleman by the name of Charles Stewart on October 23rd of 1989 who called the police, 911, and said that he had been shot, his wife had been shot in the head, he'd been shot in the side, and he told the police, when they asked who did it, he said, a black man. Mm-hmm. That was the only description he gave, a black man. They said, well, what was he wearing? A jogging suit, excuse me, with red stripes. So mm-hmm. back, if you're from Boston, for those that listen that aren't from Boston, Adidas in the 80s was the thing in mm-hmm. Boston. Everybody had on Adidas tracksuit. That is a very general description of what someone in Boston might have been wearing
right.
at that time. So what happened from that? Carol Stewart eventually died in the hospital. Her husband spent a significant time in the hospital recovering. It became the height of racial tension in the city of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
The police started cracking down. And when I say cracking down, I'm going to say illegally entering homes in a specific area of Boston. So the area of Boston where he was found is called the Mission Hill housing projects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They treated that like it was a war zone at
yeah.
the time. You know, you got police going into people's houses, pulling people off the street, any random individual, you know, questioning people, started doing stop and frisk for any reason. You didn't run a light, you didn't rob anybody, you just happen to be black walking down the street. So because you're black down the street, I'm going to take you, I'm going to search your pockets,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm going to violate you in public. They were pulling down individuals' pants, you know, having them naked on the streets,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of this because of the claim of Charles Stewart
mm-hmm.
that a black man shot him and his wife. Additionally, now this, what I'm talking about happened over months and months and
right.
months of time in Mission Hill projects, right? They ended up identifying an individual by the name of Willie Bennett. Willie Bennett was taken in. He was incarcerated for it. The media took that and ran.
Mm-hmm.
He was treated as he was guilty immediately. You know, there was a sense of relief from certain individuals that the fact that they had captured this quote-unquote monster who did this to this, you know, I'm going to say it. Carol Stewart was a white woman.
Yeah.
Charles Stewart was a white man. I don't know if I said that to start off the show, but these were two white individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So... to the media, you caught the monster, right? You caught the monster. Now, fast forward. months are going on. They're investigating it. This has been going on. People are getting violated, mistreated. Come to find out, Charles Stewart's brother comes forward and says, this was not true. My brother murdered his wife over insurance money.
Yeah, because he told his brother the whole spill of how he was trying to commit.
Told his brother the whole story. Had he not told his brother the whole story, Willie Bennett would have probably died in prison, right? People would have felt justified in what they did to those people in Mission Hill Projects, right? So Willie Bennett eventually gets out. I read somewhere that his settlement was only $12,500.
Wow.
Right?
That's sad.
That's very sad, right? It's very sad. I mean, there's no money that you can give me to wrongly incarcerate me and have the entire city label me as a monster, is what they did to Willie Bennett, right? But it damn sure ain't $12,500, right? So that being said, pressure starts coming down. People start looking now at Charles Stewart, as they should have in the first place, because as we know, with these big high-profile crimes and murders, when there's, you know, a spouse and his wife, or usually you look at the husband or the wife first, right? Like, but not here. Not here.
No, because of the color of
his
skin.
Because of the color of his skin.
Right.
Right? So the pressure starts coming on Charles Stewart. Charles Stewart then drives to the Tobin Bridge in Boston and jumps off of the Tobin Bridge and commits suicide. Now, here's the thing. Even in, like, his suicide note, this dude didn't even, like, take ownership for killing his wife. He made it seem like the pressure of everyone and the stress of the situation is why he committed suicide.
Yeah, the story didn't go as planned.
He's a maniac. He was a maniac, right? But the larger story, the reason why this is coming up, HBO has released a new documentary about this. And I watched the first episode. I don't even know the word for it because so many people were like victimized from it. But it was like, it was riveting. But it's like, it's sad to say that when people's lives were impacted in the way that they were. But it's like, it's must-see TV, kind of. Like, you have to see it to really get a full grasp of what people may be talking about when they stop you in North Carolina and say, I heard Boston was a racist state, right? Or city. It goes into like, you know, we in the 70s, we had a thing called busing here, right? Where it was a law was passed that you were going to start integrating cities and schools. You're going to have black children bus to what was known as suburban, or not even suburban, but like white parts of the city. Boston is a very divided city to this day. I mean, it's gotten a lot better, but historically, there are certain areas where it's predominantly black, it's predominantly white. One of those areas is South Boston, right? South Boston. Historic, those, when you watch the movies The Town and all these other movies, it's South Boston. When you hear that strong, thick park the car, that's South Boston, right? That's Charlestown. Everybody from Boston doesn't talk that way.
Exactly.
At least we don't think so.
Boston.
We don't. But that's where you're getting that area. That's what Boston is known from the masses that don't live here. So in any event, so you had South Boston. And then the areas that were perceived as being quote unquote black are Roxbury, Mattapan. Dorchester's kind of always been a mixed bag a little bit, I would say, because Dorchester enters into South Boston a little bit. So you have certain parts of Dorchester that are definitely divided, where you might have more white people on this side of Dorchester and more black people on this side of Dorchester.
Yeah, but it was definitely kind of mixed because a lot of people always like, you hear even from your white friends, whatever. Yeah, I was born in Dorchester.
Everybody, right?
Dorchester.
Yeah, that's like kind of like the way of like, I hate to say, I mean, it's true, but like that's all, when I hear that sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, that's like, I got three black friends. I'm not racist, right? Like I'm from Dorchester, right? Dorchester was still divided. It was still divided, right? So that being said, busing was huge, right? Because you had people from Southie throwing rocks at children, breaking down bus windows, right? For young black children that were coming from Mattapan, Roxbury, these areas of Boston to try to get a better education. Because at the time, the schools in the black neighborhoods weren't up to par and were far behind the schools in the white neighborhoods, right? So people were very upset about that. And people were assaulted. There's a famous picture in Boston on the State House steps where an African American man is being held by a white man and another white man has the American flag. I don't know if you've seen this picture or not.
No.
Yeah, you got to check this out. Mm-hmm. And he's running towards the guy to stab him with the American flag. Mm. Right? In the documentary, this man speaks about that incident and what happened to him. Wow. They found him, you know? So you got to check it out. But yeah, there's a reason why people say that about Boston, you know? Mm-hmm. It bothered me too for many years. Yeah. I heard it so much that I wanted to like push back against it and be like, that's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. But then when you watch this, it brought me back to like being a kid and my parents telling me, because they were in busing.
Yeah.
They were the kids on the buses. That's you know what I mean? Yeah. So they told me about they don't go to South Boston. I heard horror stories of South Boston to the point where like I used to be a social worker. My first case when I started working in Dorchester, right? They gave me a case to go to South Boston. Darnell.
That's crazy.
At the time, I was like 23, 24 years old. Grew up in Boston my whole life. I did not know how to get to South Boston.
No, because we didn't go to those parts.
It was probably 15 minutes away in a car from where I grew up. I had no clue. It was on. You ever see that Lion King meme where Simba's sitting on the thing with Mufasa and they're looking over the mountains and they say, we don't go to that area. That was South Boston for me, you know. But yeah, that was just, you got to check it out.
Yeah, they got to check out that story. That story is not like these people were not living good lives. Like what she was, it says she was a lawyer for taxes, and he managed this fur store. They wore nice stuff, Gucci, and you know they had the nice stuff, and they had the. They were saying they had like the cell phone, those drugs, you know, though they didn't report that they were drug dealers, but you know them cell phones that I'm talking about. They were living good, and
she was expecting a child too. Yeah, she was pregnant,
and he wanted her to get an abortion.
Yep,
and he was messing with women in his fur.
He was calling the woman that he was messing with from the hospital after he shot her.
Yeah,
but they were still arresting Willie Bennett and doing what they were doing in Mission Hill.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's just a crazy story, but. We're going to dig deeper into that story.
Yeah, this ain't going to be the only time. This is like part one.
Absolutely.
It's the initial beginning because it's only one episode that's gone out for this movie.
Absolutely. We're hoping to like get some people on that, you know, hopefully they'll be willing to talk about their experience in that.
That would be great.
Yeah, we hope so. We hope so. So stay tuned, you know.
Because we know with this coming out, people are going to be pulling to get people a part of this this whole story and this whole manhunt, because this story gave them the green light to do basically what they were doing already.
It did.
There's nothing you can do about it either. That's which true. Was the crazy thing. But stay tuned. This is not it. Thank you guys for listening. We can be here for probably another hour because, you know, we're happy to be back.
Absolutely.
We're happy to be discussing things, and we're going to dig deep into these stories that we bring up. At the same time, still probably touching on some stuff we hear out there in the news because, you know, we're never going to not be hearing about Drake.
Never.
So, you know, that's going to come up.
Absolutely. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to take the bait.
That'll be another whole thing because there was a lot of mess going on with that. But, you know, I'm sure
a lot of hits
stuff.
Too. But
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan, but, you know, I respect him now. You know, I did respect him anyway. I just was giving Rob a hard time, you know. But it is what it is. But thank you guys for listening. This is the Robin Darnell. It's the new show right here.
Yes, sir.
And we're gonna dig a little deeper on these stories. You know, we're still coming in, and we ain't gonna get this bad boy up. We're back at it. And stay tuned for this episode to release, and there's gonna be plenty more to follow.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna be switching over and getting our social medias together. I don't even got an email or anything for you guys to hit.
It's coming
right now,
though. It's coming.
But we appreciate you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Darnell.
I'm Rob.
Peace.